This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two, Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Fennelli, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. And before I ask Dr. Shealy some more questions, I want to make everybody, I've connected a lot of dots over the last 20 months, and I want to make it very clear that all, everything to do with the COVID, the so-called vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, the reset, the financial enslavement, the climate change, the redistribution of wealth, the tyrannical takeover, the social credit scores, the surveillance, the assigned sustainability scores, the ESG, EDI, MMT, UBI, delegitimizing work, creating some type of a centralized money source, all done by non-elected people. This is all done by design. It's all connected. It's all for the consolidation of power, money, and control. It's basically a huge criminal syndicate is what we're seeing taking place in front of our eyes live time. That being said, let's go back to some of the top prescribed drugs and disease states, if you will, in America, and then we'll go back to more questions regarding the immune system and this so-called COVID stuff. Dr. Shealy, the next disease state, if you will, is breathing problems and using things like beta agonists and inhaled or intranasal steroids. What's your opinion of using that stuff beyond the six-month period, Dr. Shealy?
Poison. No way in which I would allow it in my body.
So when you get patients who come in who's diagnosed with whether it be asthma, COPD, or sinusitis, anything to do with these type of drugs, what do you recommend for treatment?
Well, it depends, of course, but mostly it's intravenous vitamin C and intravenous ozone. They're much, much, much safer and more effective.
So tell me, what kind of bribery and blackmail is it going to take for me to get you to practice in Montana?
You know, the reason I live in Missouri, we're the 49th lowest total taxes per capita. I moved here in 1982 because the only state that had lower taxes is Mississippi, and I wouldn't move to Mississippi if you gave me the state.
Dr. Shealy, just so you know, we're not paying you extra for humor, okay? All right, the next disease state is diabetes is the most common use of drugs and things of that nature. And the type 2 diabetes is just, you know, with the obesity of Americans and all the sugar in our food and the lack of nutrition, type 2 diabetes is going through the roof. What's your opinion of the glucophages, what's your opinion of the medication beyond the 6 months? And
I don't even use them for 6 months. I start these people on a particular diet and herbs, never a drug. Now, if they're already on a drug, I wean them off the drug, go to the herbs. It may take me a month or 6 weeks, but I treat type 2 diabetes totally with herbs and nutrition.
Now, Dr. Shealy, I realize you don't have all your data in front of you, but if you just had to shoot from the hip and guess, out of what percentage of your type 2 diabetes patients have you gotten with your protocol that you just mentioned, have you gotten off of basically not they're no longer diabetic because of your protocol? What percentage would you say?
98, at least.
Wow. Do you hear that, folks? I tell you, I think you're going to be getting invitations from 50 states here, Dr. Shealy, shortly. You got it. I hope that website comes up soon. I hope you create some type of school. You need to be the you need to be the example of where we need to go for medicine, Dr. Shealy. Okay, the next one is inflammation. You know, we all know about prednisone. You know, inflammation and pain, they're very closely related. You know, what about, I mean, there's so many different types of ibuprofen. What's your opinion? You know, and talk about even the hydrocodones and all these fancy pain medications. What's your opinion of that, especially beyond a six-month period?
Poison. No way. I would not use them under any circumstance long term.
Okay. What about stomach acid? That's next in line. You know, the Xantax of the world. And I know there's quite a few class action suits against some of this stuff. But what's your opinion of taking prescription medicine for so-called GERD, stomach acid, ulcers, all those type of terminology, Dr. Shealy?
Poison makes you very, very prone to catching all kinds of infectious diseases. It kills your stomach. Actually, interesting, the single best treatment is limonene, L-I-M-O-N-E-N-E, an extract of orange peel. And peppermint gel can help as well.
Okay. What about diuretics? Why do people take diuretics? You know, you hear about high blood pressure and edema and all these problems and kidneys and renal function. And, you know, what's your opinion of them, and are they really beneficial?
In fact, they're one of the worst groups of medicine of all. Inevitably, they cause fatigue. 100% of patients complain of chronic fatigue, and if you're a male, erectile dysfunction on antihypertensive drugs. That I can control 99.9% of the time without a drug in the world, safely.
Okay. And last, one of the top drug categories, unfortunately, is antidepressants. We all know about that and how they're overly prescribed for anxiety and obsessive compulsive disorders and PTSD and even for panic. And we know what's in their package insert, things like suicide warnings. I mean, what's your opinion of antidepressants as a whole, Dr. Shealy?
I have a treatment that is better than all psychiatrists, all psychologists, and all mood drugs in the world, and safe.
Can you spell that, please?
Well, can I say it?
Yeah.
Well, it's the Gamma PEMF device with a few herbs. Gamma PEMF, Pulsed Electromagnetic Frequency Device. It is fantastic for anxiety and depression, but also for local pain.
Do you sell this on your website?
Yep.
Give a little more specificity and details in the makeup of this product.
Well, pulsed electromagnetic frequency has been around for at least 20 years, but our device is the only one that puts the brain into the gamma frequency. Gamma frequency is sometimes called in the zone. It was first discovered in Buddhist monks who meditate 8 hours a day. And our device, the Shealy Soaring Gamma PEMF device, will put your brain there in 20 minutes, safely. The only contraindication, a pacemaker won't hurt you, but it could interfere with a pacemaker.
I see. Okay, moving on, Dr. Shealy. And if we ever have more time, me and Dr. Shealy, we decide we're going to sing rap songs at the end of the program if I run out of questions, just so you know. So, Dr. Shealy, I'm reading a lot about contaminants found in today's tap water, a.k.a. municipal water, including radioactive material, including all these pharmaceutical drugs that are being thrown out. And a lot of these articles are calling them forever chemicals and using terms like poison and toxic contaminants. And I mean, it affects everything from your tissues to cancer, reproductive. I mean, it's got a long list of harm. Your comment on that, sir?
Well, I think one of the worst is actually fluoride. Again, I told my dentist I'd bite his hand off if he tried to put it in my mouth. Fluoride has changed the fertility count in women, in men, from 150 million average to 40 million average. And when it gets to 20 million, everybody will be in, but there won't be any more children. I consider fluoride one of the worst poisons in the history of the world. It absolutely destroys your pineal gland and your immune system to some extent.
And what's your recommendation of having filters, just gravity filters, in your house, especially if you're on municipal or tap water?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about gravity filters. The only one I am positive removes fluoride is the Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y. Now, I guess reverse osmosis would do it for the house as a whole as well, but for local area, the Berkey works nicely.
Okay. All right, I am going to go back to the topic that we were covering earlier about anything to do with so-called COVID. Next article, Dr. Shealy, Scott Kesterson says reports of pilots dying mid-flight due to COVID-19 vaccines are real. And next article, people accidentally given COVID-19 vaccines at military bases. The reason why I brought up those two articles together was, I mean, it's pretty obvious with the articles I've shared with you over the many months and what I've said on the air, all published articles in the public domain. I'm not making it up. Vince Finelli's not making it up. And Dr. Norm Shealy is not making this stuff up. But when you have people getting accidentally been vaxxed, okay, I'm reading some of this with people even getting flu shots. Sometimes they're accidentally not getting the flu shot. What, I mean, regarding the trust of the system, Dr. Shealy, I've read articles about killing fields, that word being associated with hospitals. We've read articles about so many hospitals and clinics for a so-called COVID vaccine or COVID diagnosis getting tens of thousands of dollars. How do you recommend people proceed in the future with health care? Are they going to have to do it on their own? Or is holistic physicians like yourself the only way to go?
Well, I do think it's both. You can, if you're smart enough, you can do it on your own, but it will help immensely if you consult with a holistic physician. Not an integrative, only holistic. Integrative sucks, and I'm being kind because I'm on the radio.
Right, I hear you. Okay, next article. Regeneron shares surge as antibody cocktail cuts COVID risks by almost 82%. Now, I've read so many articles because, you know, Dr. Fauci, is he really a doctor? He's recommending drugs like remdesivir, which there's been so many whistleblowers that have come forth talking about cardiac and kidney issues, renal failure. I mean, this is just the injuries and the debilitations coming from the protocol that the so-called shills are recommending is scary. Are you aware of Regeneron and its benefits, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I don't know enough that I would use it. What little bit I know says, no, I would not try that.
Okay, next article. Trending, hospitals in America, Australia, and Sweden are being swamped with people sicker than ever, quote, and they don't have COVID. Obviously, it's coming from the vaccines. We'll be right back with that.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Been sitting in for Vincent Finelli. I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy today. And just to keep things real with the some of the articles that I'm going to throw at you, Dr. Shealy, which is very depressing, to say the least. During the break, I was just out there kicking some chickens off my porch because they were messing with my air banjo in my hidden special episodes of Hee Haw. So just to throw in a little reality there. Dr. Shealy, I'm going to mention a few articles here, and then I'm going to ask for your comment, please. First article, children are dying at a rate of 62% higher than the five-year average since they began to be given the COVID-19 vaccine. Again, folks, we're not trying to push anything or any protocol, any narrative. These are published articles in the public domain that I've done my best to verify its authenticity. Next. Study, COVID vaccines inhibit DNA repair and cause cancer. Next, over 3 hours of testimony from individuals injured by the vaccine, over 3 hours, and medical experts on mandates. Zero media coverage. Next, groundbreaking Israeli study shows how COVID protein attacks the heart and blood vessels. Dr. Shealy, I cannot tell you how many articles I've given over the past multiple months, over a year, talking about heart attacks, strokes, blood vessels, the decrease of your immune system, crimes against humanity, antibody-dependent enhancement, which tricks your body into thinking that the cell is eating the pathogen when it really isn't. Have you heard about antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, Dr. Shealy?
I have. I have to say, I don't trust anything I've read about it.
Okay. And what do you mean by that precisely?
Well, the evidence is just not informative and adequate for me to accept it.
Okay.
I've read a few articles, and they don't tell me anything convincing.
Okay. Regarding the inhibition of DNA repair, regarding the increased causing of cancer, all the evidence of blood clotting, what's your comment on all of that?
Well, it certainly seems real. That seems to be one of the most common dangerous effects. Well, it's just part of the scam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go to some more articles here. Next article. COVID vaccines kill 9 out of 10 babies in the first trimester of pregnancy, as per a study. Next, Belgian doctor warns of COVID-19 lethal injection, urges humanity to stop the race to death, unquote. Next, Norway processes over 1,200 reports of menstrual disorders after COVID injection amid a huge backlog. Next, 5% of vaccine production lots cause 100% of vaccine deaths. And Dr. Brian Artis warns America is approaching 1 million deaths from remdesivir and ventilator homicide. Are these therapeutics and ventilators the new guillotine, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's just part of the goal of the Committee of 300 to reduce the population by 90%.
When you hear about these lethal injections being mentioned by physicians, I mean, they're literally saying lethal injections, and all the baby deaths and menstrual disorders from all these females, do you have any prognosis of where this is going regarding the menstrual disorders? We know it's to destroy fertility, but do you think there could be other long-acting consequences?
Of course.
Long-term, Dr. Shealy?
Well, of course. It's going to screw up your entire pituitary pineal system.
Okay. Next article. Ireland is experiencing the highest number of COVID infections in Europe, despite also having the highest percentage of adults that have been vaccinated, fully vaccinated. Dr. Shealy, I have mentioned 1,000 of these different studies where the fully vaccinated are getting the sickest. Your comment?
Well, it's all part of poison. I mean, everything associated with this pandemic.
In trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iraqi security officials and militia sources are reporting a drone attack that targeted the Iraqi prime minister at home on Sunday was carried out by at least one Iran-backed militia group using Iranian-made equipment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi via a translator after the attack.
The cowardly missiles and the cowardly drones do not build our nation and do not build our future. We are working on building our nation, on respecting the state and its establishments, securing a better future for all Iraqis. I call on everyone for peaceful dialogue.
Former four-star General Jack Keane on Fox News says, without any response from the Biden administration, Iran is becoming more aggressive.
And I think with the Iranians, the hardliners that took over in June, they are clearly changing and increasing the tension. And I think they made up their mind to kill them.
USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Republican Representative Pat Fallon from Texas tells Newsmax over the weekend the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill is still not good for America.
How disappointed I am and so many other of my colleagues, and I think millions of our constituents, tens of millions of them, that 13 Republicans would do essentially Nancy Pelosi's bidding and Joe Biden's work for them. This was a bad infrastructure package. As you mentioned, we do need an infrastructure package. We do have aging roads and bridges and waterways and airports and the broadband internet, something we need to do for rural communities. But at the same time, you don't need $1.2 trillion. Remember, this whole thing started with Biden saying that we needed $2.25 trillion for infrastructure. We had to have it or the sky was going to fall. And then magically, negotiating against himself, he got it down to 1.2. So I think a realistic package would be something more on the line of $200 or $300 billion that could actually go to the things we desperately need as a country. And there's black holes. A lot of this money, like in transit, last in the COVID relief package, transit got $70 billion. And in this bill, they're getting an additional $91 billion. You would expect some folks to operate, maybe not in a profit, but at least in a break even. And if you continually give them these kinds of bailouts, they're going to run in a very efficient manner, inefficient manner, rather. Members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, to tell the American people the truth, but don't make it esoteric. Make it very digestible.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vince, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, right before the break, your answer was interrupted, but I've given so many of these articles, like from Ireland. Basically, all these, I've talked about all the big countries, the Israels, the Gibraltar, you name it, and the highest vaccination rates is associated with the most hospitalizations, the most sickness, and the highest death. Are people, in your opinion, in your circle, are they figuring this stuff out? Because the Nuremberg Code, this is going to be a Nuremberg 2 trial. And from what I'm reading, physicians, unlike yourself, who have the courage to tell the truth, and even nurses and anybody who's been proponents of these protocols, they are going to be in big trouble, end up in jail at the very least. how come with all these this news out there, Dr. Shealy, all these highest infection rates associated with the highest vax rates, why aren't the people figuring this out, Dr. Shealy?
Well, because they've been brainwashed by the system. Let's face it. My favorite statement is only 2.5% of people are smart enough to be alive. Now, that's not has anything to do with the vaccine. But 97.5% of Americans are missing 1 to 5 absolutely essential health habits. That means they're stupid beyond belief. So if you're that stupid, it's not surprising they get taken in by this kind of nonsense.
Well, it's just like masks, Dr. Shealy. There's no basically control peer review studies on masks. I've mentioned till I'm blue in the face about the hypoxia, the hypercapnia, the bacterial pneumonia, the staph infections, a long, very list of psychological and physiological disorders that I've mentioned on the air. And then you have an article like right in front of me here, maskless Chuck Schumer, senator from New York, dances the night away in Puerto Rico without a mask. So basically you have these elite not practicing what they preach, and they use fear porn to scare the people to take these vaccines, and they're not saying what they're doing what they're saying. It's just such a joke that, especially with masks, never mind the vaccine, how people can't be seeing through this, Dr. Shealy.
Well, I guess fraud and stupidity go together. So, in my opinion, as far as I could tell, the legal system is going to hell itself. Ever since at least the beginning of the last election, it seems to me nothing is being truly constitutionally legal.
Yeah. And then you have brave doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough, who just issued an emergency warning about the vaccine, creating spike protein is deadly in the human body. And the next article is titled Science Horror: Vaccine Spike Proteins Enter the Cell Nuclei, Suppresses the DNA Repair Engine of the Human Body, and it's going to unleash an explosion of cancer and increased aging. Dr. Shealy, your comment on spike proteins and DNA and those last two articles I just mentioned.
Poison. Just plain old poison.
You know, Dr. Peter Fleming, I use published articles in the public domain from credible sources like physicians, like researchers, scientists, including people like Dr. Michael Yeadon, who's a former VP of Pfizer head scientist. And I mentioned an article last week when I was on the air from Dr. Michael Yeadon, Dr. Shealy, talking about the coming dark winter and how, and a lot of these physicians are coming out talking about how the vaccinated are going to be the super spreaders and how they're going to get autoimmune diseases galore. What's your opinion about the super spread theory, and can you tell our listeners about autoimmune diseases?
Well, interestingly, there are well over 100 different autoimmune diseases. Every single organ in your body has one or more autoimmune diseases, which is a total lack of immunity affecting a particular organ. Everything from rheumatoid arthritis to lupus, etc., and many, many, many others. And, of course, destroying your immune system is one way to kill you.
Without firing a shot. You know, it's funny, I read an article about Australian people at the top in Australia admitted that they were going to use people to kill the unvaccinated. They're going to use the people who have been vaccinated to spread to the unvaccinated to kill them. So my follow-up question on that, Dr. Shealy, especially with all the articles that we've gone through, not just today, but over the many, many months, what's your protocol regarding unvaxxed being separated from the vaccinated people, especially if their immune system is going to go haywire over the winter during the flu season, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I would say the smart ones who are unvaccinated, smart enough, will avoid vaccinated people, period. It's that simple.
Hmm. You know, Dr. Peter Fleming, another physician that I've quoted and paraphrased many times, he has come out and with proof that two major points, that taking, when you have been vaccinated, you're taking oxygen out of the red blood cells and you're creating blood clots, and it's all proven. So tell our listeners the relationship between lack of oxygen in blood and things like cancer, Dr. Shuley.
Well, oxygen is essential, and anything that cuts down on your percentage of normal oxygen is unhealthy in every possible way. And certainly it's one of the chronic diseases, is low oxygenation is one of the prerequisites, if you will, that helps develop cancer, period, all kinds of cancer.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know in history if we've had mass vaccinations at this point worldwide that have not proven to be safe and effective, especially during pandemics, which mass vaccinations during pandemics, from what I've always read, has been verboten. What is your theory on that, Dr. Shuley?
Verboten.
Yeah, but it's happening.
Of course.
It's unbelievable. I mean, do we have any authority out there willing to stick their neck out for the people and stop this, like the Fifth Circuit Court that I just mentioned earlier in the program?
Well, I can't tell you of anything specific, but it looks to me as if our legal system has been essentially ignored, bypassed.
You know, it's amazing to me all this evidence of the FDA suppressing evidence of the vaccine, and you know, the whistleblower from Pfizer saying this is falsified data conducted, you know, using terms like flawed vaccine trials to rig FDA approval. I mean, I don't understand how these articles can be authenticated with credibility. And this is still going on, especially when there's so much evidence of no peer review studies, no control group studies. This so-called approval for children 5 to 11 or 5 to 12-year-olds, I read that they are either going to or already have put blood thinner in these so-called vaccines for children. You can't even make this stuff up. Dr. Shuley, what's your opinion on blood thinners for children?
Insanity.
What could be the long-term consequences for giving blood thinners for children?
Well, it means that they could start having spontaneous internal bleeding. You know, strokes and other places where they would not have ordinarily bled, they could bleed under mild trauma.
You know, I've given so many words of all these comorbidities, like myocarditis. What happened when all these children who are getting myocarditis, are they, can you reverse inflammation of the heart, Dr. Shuley?
Well, of course. It depends on the cause and how you treat it. I mean, inflammation is just part of that damage to the immune system.
And, you know, I've read so many articles also about the swabs, the so-called testing, you know, the PCR tests, all this stuff, having cancer-causing chemicals in the swab. How in the world could something like this be even approved? And a lot of these swabs are coming from China, Dr. Shuley.
Well, let's face it, again, the medical profession, the legal system have gone stark raving mad.
I'm going to mention a few more articles here, Dr. Shuley, and we're running out of time, so I'm just going to go through a few of them. These are specific. Lately, I haven't been mentioning on the air specific details about individual morbidities, mortalities, because I haven't had time. Because you're on the air with me today, I'm going to mention five quick articles, 6 quick articles, and please feel free to comment. Next article, 37-year-old Western Australia police officer suffers from Bell palsy, ruptured aneurysm, and then a stroke after the Pfizer vaccine. Now, Bell's palsy, ruptured aneurysms, and strokes, what is that? If you had to create, is there a commonality word or phrase you can come up with, like maybe blood clots, maybe inflammation? What can you use to connect the dots with those comorbidities, sir?
Well, inflammation, of course. Obviously, the aneurysm was already there, presumably. I doubt the aneurysm was caused that quickly. But if inflammation affects the blood vessel, it could cause it to bleed. And the Bell's palsy, of course, is an inflammation of that particular nerve, cranial nerve.
Dr. Shealy, this broadcast couldn't compete in any horror film that's ever been created in the world. I'm telling you right now, this is beyond sad, beyond pathetic, beyond criminal, beyond Nuremberg. I'm going to have to make up a word for this. Okay, next article. U.S. Army doctor, quote, I had to ground 3 out of 3 pilots due to vaccine injuries. Now, Dr. Shealy, I've mentioned many, many, many vaccinant articles on the air where people got into car wrecks from who are post-vaccine takers. And this is very disturbing. So this tells me cognitive neurological disorders are also happening. Your comment.
Well, it's part of the whole. Let's face it. Your ability to function in every organ in the brain is the one that controls everything you do. Ultimately, if it's being damaged, anything could go wrong.
Wow. I'm a loss for words. We'll be back with Dr. Shealy after this break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. And this is our last segment. We really appreciate you being here. And I just want to remind everybody on Thursday and tomorrow, Vince and I will be discussing the passing of the owner of Republic Broadcasting, John Stadtmiller. Okay, last segment. Let me throw a few more questions at you, Dr. Shealy. I have an article here, COVID vaccine plunges to just 3% effectiveness, yet Biden, CNN, and all the authoritarians are demanding 100% compliance with taking it. I just don't understand when science is bought and paid for, when science has been politicized, when nothing matters anymore and there's no trust from academia to science to just medicine. I hate to say it, with you being a physician. I mean, what are people, should people just give up on the whole system and just do their own reading and researching and go to these holistic doctors, Dr. Shealy?
In my opinion, it's the only answer.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to mention a few more articles here before we go into the end of the broadcast. 24-year-old hockey star Boris Sadecki dies after collapsing on the ice with cardiac arrest last Friday. And apparently 80% of the league is vaccinated. So, Dr. Shealy, I know the answer to this question because of all the articles I've given today and over the months and months and months. But unfortunately, I have to ask this question. Whether it be the hockey league or anybody who's any corporation or vocation or anybody, athlete, who's taken this jab and are considered fully vaccinated, unfortunately, we're going to be seeing a lot of more deaths, not never mind morbidities, but mortalities as well. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Unequivocal.
Next article, 23-year-old New Zealand woman suffering uncontrollable convulsions, loses ability to walk, loses ability to talk days after the Pfizer injection. Dr. Shealy, comment?
Poison.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have a specific question for you after these two articles. fully vaccinated air passenger dies mid-flight from COVID. And the next article is a 41-year-old former Florida congressional candidate tells anti-vaxxers his name was Richard Roe. And I said, was Richard Roe. And his quote was, I don't give a, I'm going to say the word crap because this program's on AM and FM radio, but it sounds like hit with an S in front of it. I don't give a crap what happens to you, he said. Well, he's no longer with us because he took the Pfizer jab. So regarding my specific questions,
that's
Dr.
what
Julie,
I call justice. I had to say that.
especially I'm noticing, especially air passengers are going crazy in the air, and people who have taken the vaccine are cognitively losing it in many instances. Is there something, are we seeing cognitive decline happen rapidly because of these shots? And is something to do with air pressure enhancing these weird behaviors, Dr. Shuley?
Probably. I think actually oxygen saturation is, I guess, a major problem.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me, especially after Dr. Peter Fleming came out with, this prognosis of taking these shots where oxygen is literally leaving the red blood cells. He has this on film, the before and after, showing the more gray, less red. I mean, with all these, the blood clots, all this stuff happening, you know, the behaviors of these people, I just don't understand. And I know evil. I know it's planned. I know the system's bought and paid for and taken over by the pharmacomafia and all. I get it. But how come there aren't people out there saying these jabs need to stop? With all this evidence, especially the evidence of taking oxygen out of the red blood cells and the actual diagnosis and prognosis is happening with these people. I can't wrap my head around this, Dr. Shuley. Why aren't there some official authorities left saying something?
It's hard to understand insanity. But to me, the entire thing is part of insanity.
Wow. Yeah, I'm lost for words. I just can't, with the evidence we've presented today, I just can't understand how the powers that be are pushing this on anybody, never mind children. Dr. Norm Shuley, it's always an honor to be interviewing you. Thank you for all this great information you give to the people out there. And good luck with your new website and your new, I think this school that you should conduct would be a big hit. So thank you, sir.
Blessings. Thank you. Have a good one.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.